said Jessie's been coming to the diner. Folks are saying that she's never looked finer. She's got a different air. She's taking a shine to him, becoming the woman that she's never been. And all of the guys wishing they hadn't been so blind. Vacation days. Home at the diner, it was all the same to her. She didn't know any other way. But each afternoon now she starts to come alive. Jesse's there each day to pick her up at 5. You ought to hear them. Wishing they hadn't been so blind. She's taking a shine to light. Now there's a sparkle in her eye. They all missed a gem, a diamond within. She's taking a shine. Oh, what a little love can do.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The special counsel investigating Hunter Biden is filing criminal charges against a former FBI informant, alleging that he was lying about business dealings between Biden and Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
Special counsel David Weiss charging Alexander Smirnov provided the FBI false derogatory information, claiming Burisma executives told him they'd hired Hunter Biden when his father was vice president to, quote, protect us through his dad from all sorts of problems. The FBI determining that was not true. The special counsel now saying the defendant's story to the FBI was a fabrication.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas. A New York judge setting March 25th as the start date for Donald Trump's hush money case. Another New York judge today issuing a verdict in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. Trump already has been found guilty of vastly inflating his wealth to get more favorable loan deals. The state seeking a $370 million penalty and a ban on doing business in New York. This is ABC News. Bad news for would-be homebuyers. Mortgage rates up. The average 30-year loan now 6.77%, its highest level in 10 weeks. Researchers have found a potentially harmful pesticide in some breakfast cereal and many people. Details from ABC's Andrea Fuji.
A nonprofit called the Environmental Working Group studied chloroquat. In the U.S., the chemical is only allowed on ornamental plants, but the EPA allows it to be used on imported oats and other food. The study found 90% of food items tested contained chloroquat, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios. And most Americans in a small group tested positive for it. Previous research on animals animals found the chemical can damage reproductive systems and disrupt fetal growth.
Basketball phenom Caitlin Clark making history last night, breaking the record for NCAA women's career scoring. Clark also setting a new single-game scoring record for the Iowa Hawkeyes. The senior point guard now has more than 3,500 career points, 49 of them from Thursday's action. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Medical marijuana won't happen in the current session of the Wisconsin legislature. Speaker Robin Voss thinks the bill could pass in the assembly, but it faces too much opposition from Democrats who want fully legalized cannabis, as well as Senate Republicans who object to provisions contained in the assembly bill. A Republican challenger for U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, businessman Eric Hovde, will officially enter the Senate race next week. In 2012, Hovde lost the Republican U.S. Senate primary to former Governor Tommy Thompson, who went on to lose the general election to Baldwin. An American Girl is set to close its corporate offices in Middleton, with employees being let go as soon as today. 30 people are affected, though a source tells WISC-TV in Madison some of the corporate work will be able to be completed remotely. The company's warehouse in DeForest will remain open. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's grassroots policy really truly is a bottom-up process by the members, for the members. It really does work its way up the chain. We are the voice of agriculture. We truly are all-encompassing, and that's why I really believe in the Farm Bureau mission.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-833-1883 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-833-1883 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-833-1883 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-833-1883 now. That's 800-833-1883.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly sunny and a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, with some blowing snow, especially out in the rural areas. 31 tomorrow, Sunday, sunny, high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Got a funny feeling the moment that your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. Got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. 'Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Everybody swears we make the perfect pair, but dancing is as far as it goes. I just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Kiss me again.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I left town 2 years ago and moved on up to Idaho, but swore that I'd be back again, pick up where I left off, old man. Left behind some lovely ladies, grown up sexy Texas babies. I got back in town tonight, anticipating much delight. I pulled out my black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expected mothers. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Well, my sexy little dirt road sport is now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie's now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize a so familiar face, and I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Chestnut, Old Flames Have New Names. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning, temperatures in the teens across the region. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. It's going to get warmer once again this week and into next week. Also, we'll talk with Mark Hoffman. He is with the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Had a chance to talk with Mark, East Pass president, and we'll talk with him coming up next hour. Had a chance again to talk with Mark during the Corn Soy Expo. Coming up tonight, we'll have more high school basketball for you tonight. We have Durand, Arkansas in action. We'll have that game for you tonight with the Advent Health Panther preview at about 7, tip-off 7:15 tonight here on WRDN, along with our streaming video service at our websites and also NTech Channel 99 and the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk today about canola meal being used in calf starter rations. And this was presented in a webinar by Dr. Greg Penner from the University of Saskatoon in Canada. A lot of interest in canola because in Canada, it's one of their major protein sources, much more available and more cheaper in most cases than soybean meal that you'll find here in the United States. Some of the questions we have with calf starters, palatability. Generally, it's slightly less palatable than soybean meal. It may have a lower digestibility and a different amino acid profile as well. Those two things, therefore, decrease feed efficiency. And it has some other anti-nutrition factors such as phytates, tannins, and phenolic acid. You can also heat treat the canola products, and the question is, well, if we heat treat them, does that improve performance in young calves? The heat treatment on canola in these studies in Canada were 110 degrees centigrade for about 10 minutes to get rid of some of those anti-factors as well. Another thing that the Canadian group looked at was glycerol. Glycerol is a product that can be added to calf starters that increases palatability intake and may stimulate a rumen development as well. And another product would be butyric acid, kind of a prebiotic out there in the program. So Canada did a series of studies. The amount of glycerol being added, about 5% of the dry matter as far as that goes, and various levels of canola compared to soybean meal. And so they had 28 bull calves, Bill, in one of the first studies. They were feeding milk replenished at 15% of body weight. And the glycerol did increase dry matter intake, but heat treatment did not have any enhancement of the product or in the study here as well. Glycerol also had no effect in rumen or small intestine development at this stage of the game. They also then look at the sodium butyrate, which is kind of the prebiotic here. They're adding a 0.3% to the diet, and they are comparing then using that with soybean meal versus canola meal as well. The soybean meal resulted in higher responses in terms of intake here. Weaning weights was higher. The average daily gain was slightly lower with the canola meal in the study as well. The canola did improve rumen development. That's probably because it's a little bit higher in fiber, and that was added when you added the butyric acid, enhanced that as well. There was also some improvement in small intestine development with the canola meal versus soybean meal, and certainly there was fewer days scouring with the canola meal, probably reflecting some of the fiber effects that we find in calf starters and even milk replacers as well. They did one more study in which they went from 0 to 50-50 to 100% canola soybean meal. And again, they saw a decrease in average daily gain when they went to the high levels of canola meal here. An increase in the fecal score, which is a plus because it means less looseness in these calves here. And there was a decrease in feed efficiency with 100% canola. They then did one more study in which they went from canola meal, replacing soybean meal, basically 0% canola, 15, 30, 45, and 60%. And it was interesting, there was a linear response in dry matter intake, especially when we got up to the 45 and 60% in terms of average daily gain and dry matter intake. There's no differences in starch or dry matter or protein digestibility, and there were some small changes in intestinal weight. So, Bill, our take-home messages, if you're going to be looking at canola meal, are two. Number one, what is the cost comparison for in terms of a protein equivalent where you are getting your feedstuffs from? And it appears you can substitute as much as a third or 30% of soybean meal with a canola meal in the feeding program. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. Stronger dairy demand is leading to tighter supplies, according to USDA's Mark Jackanowski.
And as a result of all of this, product prices here in the U.S. are up. Cheese price, we raised by 7 cents per pound. Butter price up by 11 cents per pound. Dry products as well, non-fat, dry milk, dry whey, each raised about a nickel per pound.
And that means higher milk prices for February.
So both our Class 3 price and our Class 4 price were raised this month. Class 3 was raised by a dollar per hundredweight, now at $17.10 per hundredweight. Class 4 was raised by 85 cents to $20.20 per hundredweight. And the all milk price we raised this month by 95 cents per hundredweight, now forecast for 2024 at $20.95 per hundredweight.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be. All my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. T- too small. Oh, I caught her with an issue of Rides magazine, staring at dresses and picking out rings. But you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love that cat. Oh, but you know me better than that. I beg her to stay and give me one more try. And she said it's over, and she said goodbye. Now I'm at this bar, trying to wash away my pain. But every time I hear the jukebox, the tears fall like rain. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs. Harmful to your heart when you're left all alone. You're drinking, you'll start thinking about love that went wrong. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs. They warned me about cigarettes, whiskey and beer. No one ever warned me about the music I hear. I don't guess I would listen to what they said anyway. But at least I've been ready when the first sad song plays. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs. Harmful to your heart when you're left all alone. And if you're drinking, you'll start thinking about love that went wrong. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs. There's nothing harder on my heart than old Haggard and Jones. They ought to put warning labels on those sad country songs.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Doug Stone, warning labels here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report 13 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 5 to 16.85, April up 4 to 17.17, May and June steady, May at 17.50, June 18 even. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 2 to 155 and a half. 40 pound blocks down 2 and a quarter to 149 and a quarter. 1 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 272 and 3 quarters, 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 117 and a half, 1 trade. And dry whey up 1 to 53 even. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector today, cattle are called mixed. Hogs are called higher today. Cattle and hog futures did close higher yesterday, but traders did exhibit some hesitancy. It kept most feeder cattle contracts lower. Some 2025 contracts were lower in hogs. The trade was really more focused on the nearby contracts for the hogs. That very positive export inspections report is really looking to help the hogs once again today. February live cattle opened the day at 183.40, April at 185.60, June 181.87, March feeder cattle open at 247.10, April 250.22, May at 252.90. April hogs open at 85 even, May 88.85, and June at 97.70. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn and soybeans moving higher this morning. Some of this is short covering bounce, some technical buying after the losses from yesterday due to the bearish reaction to the USDA Outlook Forum that showed some of those ending stocks higher. Wheat, though, continues some of that long liquidation as well due to the Outlook Forum report. Also, there's still some of that strength in the dollar, and U.S. wheat just isn't competitive on the international market. March corn this morning up 1.5 to 419 and a quarter. May up 1.25 to 431. July up 1.5 to 441 and a quarter. New crop up 1.25 to 458. March beans up 6.25 to 1168 and a half. May up 5.5 to 1171 and a half. July up 5.75 to 1181. New crop up 5 to 1145 3/4. March soybean meal up $3 this morning to 342.50. March soybean oil up 6 cents to 46.06. Chicago wheat March down 4.5 to 562.5. May down 4.75 to 562.5. Minneapolis wheat March down 3/4 to 657.25. May down 1 to 657.75. Energy markets this morning: March crude oil down 55 cents to 77.48. April down 63 cents to 76.96. March and April gas both down 3 cents. March at 228, April at 253. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand: cash corn at 351, March 354, April 356, new crop 402. Cash beans 1072, March 1077, April 1076, new crop 1056. Big River Resources Boyceville: cash corn 372 3/4, March 375 3/4, April 385 3/4, new crop 401 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia: cash corn 383, March 380, April 394, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound: cash corn 359, March 362, new crop 401. Cash beans 1082, March 1085, new crop 1065. Allied Cooperative Blair: cash corn 363, new crop 402. Cash beans 1077, new crop at 1056. Red Wing Grains: cash corn 393, April 401, May 403, new crop 406. Cash beans 1113, April 1137, May 1139, new crop 1085. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound: cash corn 360, new crop 401. Cash beans 1087, new crop 1065. Equity cattle markets, beef fed cattle 155 to 180, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 160, market cows 75 to 114, bulls 106 to 134, calves 190 to 830, beef steers 220 to 340, Holstein steers 100 to 228. Sheep markets, ewes 105 and down, rams 240 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 170 to 178, finished beef heifers 170 to 177, finished dairy steers 150 to 158.50, market cows 80 to 105, market bulls 115 to 126.50. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs were at 50 to 75, light sows 34.50 to 45, heavy sows 38 to 54, boars 12 to 19. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Brave Heart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that aimless boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. But don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town stains on his hand. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far. You see, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him now. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? Judge said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town tracks he saw while on his way. see, little sister, don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Oh, don't trust your Southern old backwoods Southern lawyer. That's the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soy Expo. And thank you to our expo sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Annabis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastic Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Speaking of the corn growers, I'm with Mark Hoffman, past president of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. He's still on the board, though. They got to keep you around a little bit, right?
Well, I got to teach them a few things, yeah.
Well, you know, now that you're past president, I'm past president of National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and I'm sure that it's the same in your organization. All you past presidents now, you have your own little club. You're the grumpy old men in the room in the corner saying, hey, this is not how we did it, right?
I hope I'm not, but yeah, I mean, you do see a lot of that. It's you know... The problem is if we get into that mode, then we never change. So we need to make sure we don't get into that mode. So I'm sure there's guys on the board that will not let me do that.
Well, now, have the other past presidents given you the secret handshake? I got that at NAFB. Or haven't you gotten that yet?
I didn't know there was one.
Oh, well, maybe your past presidents don't. And our past presidents, we have the secret handshake.
But we do sit down and have a bourbon every once in a while.
Well, we do that too, yes. Okay, so let's talk about some of the things going on with corn growers. You had the annual meeting. What are some of the big issues that are still facing Wisconsin corn growers here this year in the state?
Right now, one of the big things is the roads. This winter has just messed everything up. The guys up north, they got the road bans on already. I mean, we went through our policies. Clean water still on there. You know, transportation. We need to keep pushing on the waterway system, you know, things like that, you know, and it just and then we also had Brenda and Nicole both gave a overview of what they've done, picture slides and stuff like that of what they've done and what we as the corn growers have done, not just them, but they've gotten some really nice awards for some of the stuff they've done, some of the projects. It just, when you see it out on a screen like that, it really makes you proud of what you got. So it worked out really good. I think we had a good crowd.
Talking with Mark Hoffman, he's past president of Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, still on the board of directors. You mentioned that transportation. Oh, the legislature and the governor, I think it's like $150 million to get our rural roads back together. But really, that's almost a third of what we really need.
Not even. It's a drop in the bucket. We've got the road issues. Like one of the guys said, he says every kernel of corn comes off of a rural road. So we need every kernel of corn is going to go across those roads. So we need to maintain them. We've got a deal this year. They're replacing a bridge down in southern Wisconsin, down by us. And it's just on a county road, but there's a dairy farm on both sides of the bridge that has to do a 20-mile detour now to get feed back and forth between their two farms. There's other ways you can do it. You know, granted, everything needs fixing, but we need to look at all the projects, not just the big city interchange interstate system. We need everything to work.
Yeah, that mile of interstate can fix a lot of town and county roads.
Yes, it can. I mean, I was on the town board down by us, and I got off of that shortly after I started on the corn growers. You know, it doesn't take much to, I mean, it takes a pretty good chunk of money to do a mile of road.
And not just repave it. I mean, we're talking, if you want to reconstruct it to current grade.
Yep. We did, they did like, it's probably about 4.5 miles. It was almost $700,000, you know, to do that in a rural town that, you know, it just, it's ridiculous. But the road was junk, you know, and it needed doing.
Talking with Mark Hoffman with the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. I know one thing that the corn growers have to be very pleased with. Governor Evers was part of the group of Midwest governors that finally said, we've had enough with this EPA. We're doing the E15. And EPA then drags their feet a little bit, but they've kept pushing this.
Exactly right. I mean, he has been super good for us on the ethanol portion, running the higher blends. It's funny you bring up EPA, though, because, you know, we need more ethanol, if sustainable aviation fuel. If the airplanes are going to start running it, we need to have more production. Well, EPA needs to get off their rears and allow some of these new production plants to be developed so that we can keep it in our own country and keep it for ourselves instead of shipping the grain out so that somebody else can make ethanol out of it and then sell it back to us.
Which adds a lot of cost, and there's a lot of lost revenue.
Exactly, exactly. And it's transportation. You know, it's just never ending. If we could have that here in the States, it just would make everything so much easier.
I know that one of the big things with the E15 is there still a push to have more blender pumps put in so that we can go from E10 to E85. By just punching it on the pump?
Yes, yes. Quick Trip is pushing hard on that still. I was telling somebody here today, it's funny because California says they're not going to build any more new fuel stations. And Wisconsin's got 30 of them in the line for the next year and a half. You know, so we're still there. We're still there.
And it's surprising that California's doing it because California is one of the early and first adopters and largest users of ethanol, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they were. But now they're pushing the EVs, you know, and that's what they want. There again, infrastructure. It's not out there yet. And the EVs may be all right in warmer, populated areas. They're not going to work around here. I mean, if you're living in Madison, yeah, and you're bouncing around back and forth to work and it's 5 miles away, yeah, you'll be all right. But that person that lives in Cambridge and has to go to Madison, it's not going to work for them.
Talking with Mark Hoffman with the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Well, in just a few weeks away, you and I are probably going to be running into each other in Houston at the Commodity Classic.
28th of February, here we come.
but this is an important time for Wisconsin corn growers to bring some of these issues that we're talking about locally to a national level with Corn Congress.
Yes, yes. We'll be at Corn Congress down there voting on some policies. I don't think there's very many of them that are up for adoption right now. But whatever there is, we'll work on them and make stuff happen and try and get everybody on the same page with Corn Congress. It's a fun time, a busy time, and a very good learning experience to go to the Commodity Classic. Hopefully it's warm in Houston.
But it's warm here. I'm going to, you know, as warm as it's been, and I'm going to throw this, because I throw this out all the time, as warm as it's been. Now, we recorded this on February 1st on January 31st record. Highs across the state up by us in Durant. It was mid-50s. You're down in Whitewater. So are you going to be the first guy on Monday planting corn because it's so warm?
It may be warm, but it's muddy. It's muddy. We had more snow than you guys had.
Yes.
We had almost 2 feet of snow. Had it all been snow, the first bunch came down on thawed ground, so it melted as it hit. But yeah, we're really muddy right now because of this thawing of the snow right now.
Well, you know, wait a week then. You'll be out there, maybe not this coming, you know, you'll be out there, like, you know, middle of February. You'll be that first guy wanting to plant.
I'm going to be in Florida.
Okay, he's not going to do that. Mark Hoffman with the Wisconsin. You know it. There's going to be one man, one guy that's going to want to plant early because of this warm weather. Going to take the shot at it. We're at the Corn Soybean Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Quiet weather is expected over the next few days in our ag weather forecast. While we'll have seasonable temperatures today, things will begin to warm up here over the weekend and into next week with no precipitation expected. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 16 to 21, relative humidities at 48% to 53%, northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 6 to 11, relative humidities at 77% to 82%, west winds at 8 to 13. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 26 to 31, relative humidities at 51% to 56%, west winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 35 in the afternoon. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Monday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. And by Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, warmer, highs 45 to 50.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Before you ride a horse, you have to get on it, and that's not always easy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This is a lot easier with a horse that's taught how to mount and dismount as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When I was a kid and learning how to ride a horse, we were always told to mount on the left side. My first pony was Coco, and she usually started lumbering off before I was ready. Trainer Frank Bell is known as the Horse Whisperer. He says you're vulnerable when mounting a horse, so it's important that you have control. Bell's method for teaching the horse to stand still is called the one rein stop.
When you pull their head to the side, it means stop. And once you've got that well established, then when you go to mount, you have a little bit of mane and rein on the left side. If you're mounting on that side, then you tilt the head just a little bit. And so that says that the horse stands still. When you're mounting and dismounting, in any situation, you want to have that head tilted a little bit into you. You want to have direct contact of the rein to the horse's mouth.
If the horse hasn't been ridden before, it has to slowly get the feel for what's coming.
I just put a little weight in the stirrup with my hand, get them used to that, and then it'll go to my foot, get them used to that. And then I get on about halfway, you know, just get up where I'm leaning over, where my center of gravity is over the middle so they don't feel such a twist in the girth area. If they can handle all that just fine and stand still, then, you know, I'll swing a leg on and stay on for a few seconds and then get off so the horse knows that when I get on, it's not going to be forever.
Use mounting blocks, a fence, or something like that to get up in the saddle. It's easier for the rider and is less stressful on the horse's body. Bell also advises teaching the horse to mount on both sides. There may be a situation where you can only get on or off on the right. Should you become caught in